Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Monday, October 22. Coming up, government to continue providing housing solutions to tackle squatting. EU welcomes upcoming plastic and styrofoam ban, and Agriculture Ministry committed to standardizing local bamboo industry. The news in detail after the break.
The Jamaica Constabulary Force Choir in concert under the baton of ASP Heston Booth, Choir Director, at the Saxthorpe Methodist Church, 143 Constant Spring Road, on Sunday, November 25 at 5 p.m. For further information, call 876-476-6053.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says providing housing solutions is a major part of the government's strategic plan to decisively deal with the issue of informal settlements. He says the government is making the effort to ensure Jamaicans recognize they cannot just settle wherever they choose.
Government has to get ahead of that. So government has to actually provide the solutions so that we can say to the people who have it in their minds to develop informal settlements, no. We are building enough houses and we are providing the modalities, that is the ways in which you can access the housing that are reasonable.
Mr. Holness was speaking at the handover ceremony of 58 detached two-bedroom units at Castlewood in Granville, Trelawney recently. He says while the government understands the need for housing and the historical challenges, it has a no-tolerance policy for unplanned developments. Head of the European Union EU delegation to Jamaica, Ambassador Malgorzata Wasilewska, has welcomed plans by the government to introduce a ban on single-use plastic bags, plastic straws, and styrofoam. Reiterating the negative effects of those materials on the environment, Ambassador Wasilewska noted that the EU stands ready to help reduce the pollutants.
We not only recognize and applaud this, but we want to do everything in our power as European Union, together with Canada and other agencies, to help with this, to draw attention to the fact that it cannot continue like this. Jamaica is so beautiful.
The head of the EU delegation made the comment while participating in the EU's beach cleanup exercise at Why Not Beach in Port Royal, Kingston on Saturday. The event was part of activities to recognize International Coastal Cleanup ICC 2018. Ambassador Wasilewska says the EU plans to partner with the Canadian High Commissioner, the Port Royal Primary School and the Port Royal community to help protect the environment in that region. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, has expressed a commitment to standardizing the expanding bamboo industry in a way that encourages investment and safeguards protected bamboo spaces. Mr. Hutchinson says a number of local and international investors have expressed interest in the sector, particularly in manufacturing products from bamboo and feeding into the value chain. He points out that the industry will involve the use of designated persons to purchase the bamboo and supply to the factories.
In other words, it can't be all and everybody that is going to be supplying it. It has to be persons who are registered, and we are going to have to make sure that we have the traceability of that process that is going to take place. It has to be structured in such a way where we find where it is coming from and going directly to the factory.
Mr. Hutchinson was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. And Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett has pledged to make the planned upgrade of the Salem Beach in St. Anne an inclusive undertaking. He says fisherfolk, residents and other stakeholders are being engaged for the $26 million renovation, being funded by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF. The upgrade will include the demolition of some existing structures, construction of restrooms, two gazebos, a wash-off stand and parking facilities. There will also be an upgrade of the sewage treatment system.
By February 2019, we should have this beach looking the part. And the end product, we will have a beach transformed into a quality recreational area with facilities and services that meet the best international standards. We don't believe that we should have two types of beaches, one for the visitor and one for the local.
Work is being carried out on the TEF's National Beach Development Program and is expected to be completed early 2019. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.